great place to work. We all love each other here. First one comes from Joe Ubaye Romero. Dear Drew, why do people keep saying to draft a QB when we already have three? Nice rhyme time, Brian. I don't know what people are saying that, but I don't think the Texans are going to draft a QB very high. Wouldn't surprise me if they took a QB later in the draft, but I think they're all set at the quarterback position. Robert Sawyer has this. Dear Drew, is it far-fetched to believe that if O'Brien can coach Fitzpatrick to his best statistical season ever, that he could do the same with Hoyer or better? No, it's not far-fetched at all, but I think you substitute the name Mallett in there for Hoyer, and I saw the long thread there on the Facebook thing, and you were defending Hoyer. I think Mallett's going to be the guy. But, yes, I do think the combination of O'Brien and Godsey and O'Hara, who's now a quarterback's coach as well, I think they're going to be doing some really nice things with whoever's under center, but I think that's going to be Ryan Mallett. And chimes in with, well, he is your winning question, Texas. Will be in the Super Bowl with Cloudy and J.J. Watt and yourself, deal, Drew. Can you say epic?
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
And Mr. Chance McLean has this. Dear Drew, what is the proper attire for a penny farthing ride? Well, Chancifer, first of all, penny farthing is one of those ironic bicycles. It's got like a huge big wheel and a little tiny wheel. Nobody really rides it. It's got no purpose. It's outdated, all that stuff. If you're riding it, you're doing it as like a bit kind of shtick. You're trying to get a lady or whoever just to impress people. It's an ironic thing. It's cool. It's whatever. But if you're gonna ride it, there's only one thing to wear: shorts and a tuxedo t-shirt. And that's it. Bobby Rodriguez, dear Drew, will you ever answer any of my questions? Looks like I just did, dude. Jeremy Ramirez has a very interesting one. Dear Drew, with decent play from Boye this past season and hopefully solid play this upcoming season, and with Joseph's contract ending next year, do you think Boye could be our number two corner opposite side of K-Jack in 16? Well, listen, I don't want to see Jonathan Joseph go anywhere. I mean, look at what he's done for us. As far as A.J. Boye goes, though, number two, hey, why not shoot for number one? I'm sure he's trying to be the best he can be. And if he rises to that number one level and Kareem Jackson keeps playing the way he's been playing, then you've got a fantastic cornerback duo. And because of that question, that's a great question, you win the scratch-offs from the Texas Lottery. And now all you got to do is email stephanie.bray@houstontexans.com and... All right, that was fun. We love talking with you. Send in some more questions. The draft keeps getting closer to you.